You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're back. MJ BizCon. Man, this first day is starting to go crazy. All these people, over 25,000 people registered to come to Vegas to get into the cannabis industry, wondering what's going on, what's popping. There's so many people from so many different fields that we have that are always coming on, but today it's very interesting when you hear stuff that's really crazy and unique. So I got my boy Brian and Joe from Cannasaver. What's up, my guys? What's
yo,
up?
Yo,
what's up?
What's up, Brian? How you doing, bro?
Doing pretty good.
So you're a fellow member of Cali, obviously, both of us trekking over here to Vegas.
Yep.
To fucking see what's going down. You guys just landed, right?
Yeah, we just
landed. How'd you feel about all the shit with the fires? It was nuts, right? Were you guys affected by, or have friends or any homies, like, say shit happened or not?
Yeah, a homie of mine. He lives pretty close to out there.
Man, we got to give a shout out to everybody who had to get evacuated and everything that they've been going through. Really just realize that when you hear about this and you see about these things on, you know, and most people in other states don't realize the brevity of how fucking crazy it was. Like, people didn't have, you know, everybody had to go to hotels. Like, there were like rooms booked out. People had to figure out all kinds of fucking places to stay and shit. Thank God we all made it out. And
right.
We made it here to Vegas, right?
Nice.
Hell yeah. So let me ask you guys, I always ask this first because it's the easiest way to kind of like break into things. What did you do before cannabis, Brian?
Before cannabis, I was a CPA.
Okay. You see? Wow. That's a fucking changeover. What about you?
Before cannabis, probably worked in restaurants, but I always smoked it. So it's always, there's
it's
nothing
always
before.
Yeah. Nothing before.
It just added.
It
Everything
added to
just
it.
Got added.
Were you always smoking the herb rye or what?
No, I never really smoked too much.
Okay.
It was, it was more probably about 6 months ago when I got off probation, I really started smoking pot.
Okay. And how did that feel, like changing over from not smoking? Were you more of an alcohol drinker or no?
I used to be an alcohol drinker. Like, I haven't had a drink since like 2015.
2015?
Yes. Yeah, nice. Exactly. Since 2015, like, I was more like into cocaine and stuff.
Okay. I got you. It's a whole different type of feel, right?
Yeah, but I was never really into weed until like 6 months ago. Even when I started Cannasaver, I still, I wasn't really a pot person, and I thought that maybe that was going to be like an issue with being in the weed business, but so far it hasn't.
Nah, right. People don't care. There's lots of people jumping into the industry, whether they smoke, not smoke. As a matter of fact, there's tons of business guys in suits rolling around here at the MJ BizCon, fucking, you know, that don't even smoke or toke, or they go into these parties and they see people smoking, they're like, oh my God, this is like so crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But you gotta dip into the fucking subculture, right? If you wanna get people start advertising on Cannasaver, right? So what is Cannasaver?
So Cannasaver is basically 100% weed deals. We save you money on weed. And, you know, we it's like 20% off an ounce. Like, we save money on eighths, ounces.
Oh, 20% off an ounce is a pretty good deal. And that's even, like, if they went into the shop, it would for sure be less than that then or something? Or no, what's the deal?
Well, it would be 20% off, like, with the Cannasaver coupon.
Okay, with the Cannasaver coupon.
Exactly.
And normally they wouldn't get that unless they had that, right?
Correct.
That's pretty cool. So how many dispensaries or groups do you guys distribute out your coupons to? Is it just online, or do you actually physically go into shops and like throw shit down?
No, it's just online.
All online.
All online right now.
So people just know and you promote. How many opportunities, let's say, have you guys rustled up in, what is it, 6 months you guys started or no?
We've been around.
The coupon's been around for a while or no?
Yeah, since 2013.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were
so
the first.
2013. That's great. So that's like 5 years doing it.
Sure.
So, and are the coupons in states all over the country?
We're in the process of getting them into all the states, but yes.
But right now, Cali? So, you're concentrating Cali?
Cali's our first place we're concentrating on. Yeah, because Denver's already blown up.
It's just, and do people do coupons in Denver?
I mean, everybody that works with, that
you've heard that, like, so it's actually becoming a popular thing?
Oh, it's 100% of
really? I didn't realize that people are utilizing, I just think that people are just walking to shop, like, I don't give a fuck about asking for a deal.
Exactly.
I'm just paying to get my weed and roll the fuck out.
Exactly.
So to think that people are actually trying to, because it's such a part of their daily or monthly expenditures, right?
Well, it's more like a daily expenditure, but you know, really all CannaSaver does is give them a place, and it gives them something to show on their phone and get a deal. So, and it's as simple as that, you know. And it's,
smoke more, spend less. That's our motto.
Exactly.
Smoke more,
spend less.
Spend less.
Yeah.
I like that, dude.
It is.
That's where smoking for that fucking
hell
just
yeah.
That comment there. So let me ask you guys: when we're on the Wake and Bake show, one of the things I do actually ask is what you guys wake and bake to. Throw a little change up to the background music. What do you guys jam to? What, throw me a band. Who do you like? Give me somebody.
I like Nirvana.
Oh, hardcore there, right there. Not hardcore, but old school.
A little old school.
Yeah, I love it. Nirvana. Shout out to my boys, man. That just brings you back.
Yeah,
I remember rocking this one. I remember when this video first came out. You remember?
Huh? Long time ago.
Right?
Old school, right?
Shit. All you guys out there,
yep,
lighting up, smoking some wax, smoking some oil, a little jam in Nirvana while we puff it up for the MJ BizCon interview.
So MJ BizCon started today, right?
Yeah, it started today.
Oh, nice.
Everybody already started rolling around. You guys cruising down tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to cruise down tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get there tomorrow.
Nice. And then you staying through the whole thing?
Yeah, probably.
Just to check out all the booths or get, like, you could get a shitload of coupons. I mean, do you think so? Like, people would give you coupons for lights and stuff. What kinds of stuff have you put coupons for? Is it just not Bud? Is it just Bud? Or all kinds of products? Are you getting into, like, maybe, like, light nutrients? You know what I'm saying? All those other type of products. Like, what's the deal?
It's really all kind of products.
So if you go on there now, there's a multitude of things you could get coupon sales for.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's tight. How many things do you have on there that actually people can get coupons for?
There's probably 1,000 deals.
1,000 deals.
1,000 deals.
In 6 months.
Mainly flour, mainly oils.
Wax and shatter.
Wax and shatter.
That's nice.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Any like Jungle Boy stuff, discounts and stuff, or no?
Well, not yet.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Have
for
you been
sure.
talking to them? Or
yeah.
No? Did
yeah.
you try to hit them up?
Yeah. I mean, I moved Brian out to LA, I would say, a month and a half ago, and we've just been attacking since then. LA for 3 years.
That's cool.
So, just plugging him into all the networks, and then, getting the name out.
We've been killing it, me and Joe.
Yeah, pretty much.
Savage. See, that's what the great thing is that anybody can get into this industry.
We deal with
that's really cool. I mean, you don't just have to slang weed.
Right.
You don't have to just get into the actual cultivation of the herb, but what's a great thing is that you guys are part of a complete revolution of entrepreneurs.
Sure.
Everyone could come up with something. If it comes up with something unique, which you came up with something unique,
right?
You can go around and get a bunch of people to fucking do that. Now, the interesting thing is what I ask and what I'm wondering if you could even talk about is how does it work? Okay, they give a 20% discount or whatever it is. Are they paying you a monthly advertising fee to show their coupon, or how do you guys actually make dough?
Yeah, they pay us a monthly subscription fee to list their, so basically, like, they pay us a monthly fee to list their coupons, and they get access to CannaSaver, and they post and they control their own deals, you know, through our back end.
Okay, so they sign up and then they can log in and change the special, and they could change it as much.
They physically do it.
And they could change it as much as they want for that monthly fee. Is it depending on the size, location, how do you charge, and can you talk about the charge or no? Can you talk about the charges or how much it is, or is it kind of like customized? What's the deal?
Well, there's certain standard packages that people have.
All right, let's talk about some of that.
Sure.
Tell everybody.
You know, it's like an SEO package, like where we optimize the coupons, you know, for the content on them.
And what would that cost monthly?
It starts at $2,000.
Okay, so
package.
$2,000. So we're not talking about cheap.
No.
Right, you got to be making some good luchi,
of course. But these dispensaries are making times.
No, and I'm not telling you that's not a bad price,
of course.
But for those who are listening, who are like, oh, yeah, I want to call these guys to get a coupon, I want to spend $100 a month, that is not happening, right? Yeah. Essentially, right? I mean, if you're getting $2,000, you're not going to give, or you are. What's up?
No, it's totally possible. You know, we're very flexible. You know, we've had to put things like into boxes and packages and stuff, and like, but we're totally open to, you know, any ideas for, because it's like we don't want to say no to anybody that wants to put coupons on CannaSaver.
Sure.
So if somebody wants to put, like, you know, if they want to post,
but a 2,000 gives you like front page, Premier,
sure, all the packages,
the whole fucking nine, right? Yeah. Essentially, yeah,
pretty much.
But someone could come in as low as 100 or no?
Well, we could tailor a package for somebody.
Okay, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. Depends on relationship.
Okay, so that's how it goes down.
Of course. Yeah.
Then you guys are gonna cruise around and see what you guys could do with the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
No doubt.
Sorry. Have you hit any shows yet, or is this the first one?
This is the first one. It's
the first one. Yeah.
So you're just going for the big.
But this has been the most organic thing possible, literally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very much so. People to people meeting, shaking hands, and saying, "Hey, how could we do business?"
That's it.
And that's really what it's been for the past 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that inspired you.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Of course.
Did you get? Do you have a couple people, sales reps, people rolling with you and stuff throughout the time of doing this, or you guys have just really been
this is it, bro.
It's a two-man fucking two-man show.
This is it, bro.
You know, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's great,
awesome.
Though. That's exciting, though. Is it enough that it's actually already at this point covering your life, essentially, and you don't have to do something else?
A couple.
Okay.
Many lives.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, but listen, but that's fucking great.
Sure.
That is great.
Yeah.
You came up with something awesome, and you literally just were like, a couple of years, but you rolling in to help your boy, right?
Sure.
6 months, and that's already paying for both of your lives.
Of course.
That's what's interesting for people to understand on the radio, that there's people that could come up and to think that, oh, all these people are spending millions on licenses, on this, on doing this, on doing that, and all these different things. But you guys actually made it with a creative idea and came up with something that was interesting enough to help you guys have a different life than what you had before. Right?
We have a hub
accounting
now.
What a fucking massive difference. CPA, whatever, doing fucking books, punching numbers, this, and then you're doing this. Now, I understand that because there's a mathematics around coupons.
Of course.
Sure.
You know what I mean? About revenue and things coming in and signing people up and doing all that stuff. You know what I mean? So that's a whole different story within itself. You know, that probably helps you. And then you creatively essentially thought of this whole thing, right? Or no?
Brian,
I mean, when it
Brian,
started,
Brian, did you do?
Or?
I hopped on later.
Okay, so it was, okay.
This is both of you guys have been back and forth
for 5 years and then just
Joe came on board, you know, more recently.
Okay.
You know, I founded it, back in 2013.
Okay.
So he started really kicking the fucking clients in
and making it turn into like the ultimate.
We got a hub now in LA. That's why I moved him out to LA, because I told him, hey, this is where the creatives are. This is where we're going to.
So what do you mean? You created a hub? Explain
we have a nice house in the Sunset Hills, and we have hella creatives pull up, industry people pull up.
So listen,
and we're building.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, we're building every day.
I know what you're doing, because I had a crib up there too. I totally understand what it's like. It's great, do meetings, this, have everything go down there, and then it's a business expense, and you get to live there and stuff
like that.
So there's a lot of benefits of doing that. And that is, though, a very interesting life.
It is.
To have when you live in the Hollywood Hills.
Nothing better.
And just what, it's different.
Are you
both single then, right? Or no, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a great life when you're single, for sure. Living up in the hills, dude, there's always a lot of fun that goes on there.
Much. And then down on that street
on Sunset, it's just constant mix of
people.
So many interesting cats and people, and then all the restaurants that are down there.
Right.
That you could just sit and eat.
Yeah.
And like when you're
all
eating,
day.
You hear like just in the background all of the weirdest conversations.
different languages, different conversations, dude. It's crazy.
But in the end, they're all enjoying this crazy environment. So Southern Cali is the epicenter of a lot of shit, and I guess the epicenter of coupons
is cannabis.
Is there a website?
Cannasaver.com.
You guys got an Instagram, Facebook? You popping on the social media, or are we?
Cannasaver CEO.
CEO and El Chapo with a 5 instead of a 6.
Yo. All right, so listen, for all of our stoners out there, spell it out.
It's it's at EL5HAPO.
There it is.
So El Chapo.
Instead of Chapo for Shapiro.
Of course.
Shapiro.
But that's why we got to tell the stoners because they might get
EL _5HAPO.
Absolutely.
And why is it a 5? Why is it a 5?
We got to be excited.
Because 6 was taken, yo.
That's what happens. When 6 gets taken, then that's what happens.
Facts.
You got to move to the next number.
Got to move to the next one, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. So you guys have. Have you guys hit any other though cannabis industry shows, or is this the first one you guys have hit?
No, this is really the first one that we've hit.
First one. So, all right, man, we'll definitely have a fun. From what I've been told, when you go through it the first time, it is a bit overwhelming.
Sure,
of course. There's so many businesses out there, so many different things to do.
Of course,
and definitely, it's good that you're doing your thing, and I wish you the best of luck.
Awesome,
with pulling in a lot of people that'll be interested in doing it, and all you guys make sure you check out Candace Saver and all the different things that they've got going on, and you heard it live here on Purple Haze Radio.
Smoke more, spend less.
Smoke more, spend less.
CandaceSaver.com.
You guys got any shout outs? Anybody want to give a shout out to? Friends, family, whoever it is out there in the universe. Dude,
the whole crew.
The whole crew, Casey.
Casey, we got Mo, my Atlantic people.
Suave,
man.
KK, Mosey.
Yeah, man.
Like all the people back in LA, like we're killing it there.
Suave, KK.
Yeah, a little Mosey. Yeah.
A little Mosey.
A little rapper friends that are.
Yeah, you all heard that out there. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Gotta get
shout out to Dre London, winning manager of the year.
Yes.
There it is.
Congratulations, Dre.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Manager of the year. That's sick. Yeah. It's tight.
Hell yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming on. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And hope you guys enjoy the show. And you guys look out for all the interviews and different things we got going on Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio, which you can download on your phone, in your car, listen to it on your computer, and all the different places that we got going with different cannabis talk shows, music zones, live concerts, and featured DJ sets from all over the world. Thank you, guys. Let's take a break. Puff tough. And move on to the next thing we got to do. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're back. MJ BizCon day two. Doing a bunch of interviews. Had to take a little snack break. I was almost feeling a little out of it because of all the partying and shit that was going on here in Vegas. And I got my boy Dan. I don't want to butcher your last name. Is it how do you say it?
It's Schmink.
Schmink. Yep. And what origin is that?
It's actually German.
Oh, tight. Hell yeah. You ever roll to Germany?
I have it. Well, actually, yes, I did. When I was overseas in Baghdad.
Okay.
I got to fly back through Germany.
Oh, overseas in Baghdad.
Yeah.
How wild is going to Baghdad?
Oh, it was insane. I mean, we went right during the height of the war. So
you're in the military or was in the military?
Yeah, former military.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. So was that before you, were you mainly military and then got into cannabis, or was there an interlude where you did something different before cannabis?
Yeah, because I actually went in right after high school. So, you know, 9/11 happened, went in after high school, went overseas, did my thing. And then actually got into cannabis because of the military. You come out with all those injuries.
Yeah, it must have been such a, I can't even imagine the experience of, you know, being, you know, overseas in a place like that, which is crazy dangerous shit, right? Like things bombing and this, all kinds of infrequency of stuff. Had you always had a passion for that type of life? I'm gonna say thrill or this, like, what do you call it?
It was kind of a desire to do something big, to do something that means a lot.
Okay.
And I saw 9/11 happen. I was actually in eighth grade. I saw 9/11 happen and didn't really understand it at the time. Then I saw the way it affected everybody around me, and I made a choice. Like, okay, I'm going into the military right after high school.
Went in
as a cavalry scout, went to Baghdad, and it was basically to go to basic, go to AIT, deploy, so like 7 months after I got to my unit, and I spent most of my time in the military overseas in combat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great, dude. So, and probably like give a shout out to all the homies that go out there. And what was your troop?
So I was actually a 189 Cav based out of Fort Drum, and we were
so
a bunch
shout
of,
out to all your boys out there.
Yeah, Jamaica, if you're listening, what's up?
Jamaica, who else you want to give a shout out to?
Jamaica's my boy, he's my main one.
Okay,
we still
nice.
Talk, it's been years and we still talk to
had
each other.
Had your back throughout some crazy times and stuff, or just a strong camaraderie?
Yeah, because we had 20 guys in our unit, and that was our family.
Sure, did anybody pass away?
Fortunately, we didn't lose anybody in our
that's
unit.
That's great.
We all got a little injuries
but
here
are
and there.
But other units that you were friends of guys did you know of that had, you know, passed away and stuff?
We did. We lost a few in the big unit, but nobody in my direct unit.
And was it in a like a, they came into combat type thing? Was it something like they rolled in a fucking car and all of a sudden a bomb thing rolled? You know what I mean? Was anything like wild like that, or what was it?
Well, I mean, we were, so, you know, right when IEDs became a hot topic, that was like when my units were there, that's when they started really using these things.
And what is that? Explain that.
That's the roadside bombs, the improvised explosive devices.
Okay, wow.
So Baghdad, it was mostly IEDs on the road. There's a can that's probably a trigger for something bigger that blows up. There was actually one time where we had a daisy chain where we have like groups of bombs put together.
Okay.
Literally linked together in a chain.
Oh my God.
And they had a whole bunch of these. We called them 155 Mike Mikes, big artillery shells.
Okay.
So they got these in little piles, daisy chained in groups of, you know, four.
Sure.
And so there was a, there were some people that were on a rooftop and that almost went off. But luckily there was a blasting charge that did not go off.
Wow.
So EOD, the explosive team, comes
out,
blows this up. The entire road disappears. And luckily that was after we were off the road.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was kind of day in, day out. Like, okay, today, are we going to find it? Or is it going to find us? And then because of all of that, you know, small arm fire, wearing 100 pounds of gear, of course, the injuries kick in. So that's kind of what led me to get into cannabis was, you know, injuries from service, a lot of pain. They want to give me pills. I didn't want to do it.
Personally, to you, it was something you're like, boom. Doctors are like, yo, you got this. You need this. I want to prescribe you this, blah, blah, blah. And your first instinct was
No, because I saw all my buddies who were on pain pills and they just couldn't function. Sluggish mind, sluggish body, sluggish life.
Okay.
And then I got into the medical school, started learning a bit more about how these pills worked.
You started going to medical school?
Yeah, or I was going to do military, medical school, get out, have a career. But the more I learned about it.
So what you're saying is when you're in the military, they pay for, obviously you get like a lot of cool benefits, right? So one of the things is they promote, which I think is really good, is when you come back, they help pay for school, right?
Yeah, the GI Bill is really nice.
And so you'd said, maybe I'd like to be a doctor?
Yeah, I was thinking, I didn't want to go the doctorate route just because it's a lot of school before we actually get to use it.
But you were like thinking a medical...
Oh yeah, I was going to open up my own clinic. I was going to do the nurse practitioner route, which is basically one step below.
Yeah, that's
fine. And then have my own clinic,
not as intense of having to be through all the study. I mean, it's grueling. Yeah, I'm not going to say no for sure, but it's definitely a little less intense.
A little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's great.
But during this entire time I'm in medical school, I started, this was before cannabis is as widely accepted as it is now.
Sure, sure.
And here I am medicating with cannabis, feeling great, sitting in medical school classes, learning about pills and all these side effects. I'm like, you know, this just doesn't make sense to me.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of what led me to start in the industry.
Now, did you feel you were going very solo? Did you decide to tell people? Did you learn that there were a lot more people like-minded like you, let's say, at that time or no?
At the time, I was going completely against everything I was told. You know, if you smoke cannabis, you're going to stab needles in your arm, do heroin. Like, it was still during that time.
Sure.
And then I was like, wow, well, I feel good. And that's what I started basing everything off of.
Okay.
Did my research, started looking at it kind of as a science. Let me try this dosing, see how I feel. And then eventually, you know, that led me to work for a dispensary and then kind of just keep going up in the industry.
Wow. Wow. So what was the first thing you decided to do in the cannabis industry?
So I started way back when as a bud tender.
Let's talk about where you're a bud tender.
So I was a dispensary out in Phoenix. I was actually working at Herbal Wellness Center for a while.
In Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona.
Shout out to one of our medical states out there. Absolutely.
Yep. So I started working there, started working my way up, marketing director, had a nonprofit for a little bit, worked for one of the largest CBD companies in the world after that. And then even worked for Dope Magazine for a little bit.
Yeah, so one of the things before we get into those couple things that you did, on the Wake and Bake show, we ask everybody, what is it that you, at least when we were in an atmosphere where we could play the music, what do you wake and bake to? If you have a band that you throw on,
I'm honestly more of an electronic person. Like, I got I got DI.FM. I listen to some jazz house. I listen to some like psychedelic trance.
Give me one artist.
It's just radio stations. I leave it on repeat and just enjoy the mixture.
Okay,
but if we're talking artists, like, I love G Easy. I absolutely love Lil Wayne. All of those are my thing. And of course, I mean, Jimi Hendrix, like, when you're just sitting and chilling, I mean, come on.
I got you. Of course. Gotta give it to my boy right here. So G-Eazy in the background.
Yeah, that's my track.
Do a little puff up. And all right, so Breakdown, how long were you a bud tender for?
Yeah, it was a couple of years. Basically,
And what was your Are you from Arizona still, or you moved?
So I was in Arizona for like 26 years, moved out to California, now I'm in San Diego, LA.
And you go visit Arizona a lot or no?
Yeah, I got some family out there, so you gotta come back.
So do you know what some of the strains that are popping, or what was really popular when you were working as a bud tender?
No, when we were there.
Back in Arizona, what was like some of the most popular ones people went crazy over?
I mean, Girl Scout cookies, Blue Dream, standard stuff. Yeah. Everybody loved that.
Okay,
but
sure.
We actually had a strain called Snake Eyes that hit you right behind the eyes, right in the middle of your face, and it completely
one
knocked everybody out.
Snake Eyes. That's cool.
Yeah, it was good.
Hell yeah, dude. That sounds pretty savage.
It was good, but for the veteran specific strains, we had one that was Bubba Skywalker. So like
really?
pre-98 Bubba Kush, Skywalker OG, like those, that's my veteran standard right there. It takes away all the like the gears that were always turning, turns them right off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And do you think that the pricing is a lot more, let's say, or a lot less, or medium, Arizona compared to, like, let's say, Cali or Colorado or Washington?
Well, with the taxes now in California, Arizona's pretty competitive. Because if you go out there, you're not paying, you know, this is just massive tax at the point of sale.
And how is the quality of the weed? Pretty dank or no?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Arizona's got good flower, but I gotta shout out their concentrates in Arizona. I still prefer Arizona concentrates.
Really?
They're fire, because I mean
what's the best one brand? Let's give a shout out to your favorite.
Oh, in Arizona.
Favorite concentrate.
Favorite concentrate in Arizona, not even a question for me. It's Timeless. I love Timeless.
Timeless.
Yeah, Timeless vapes.
And what strain?
They got this pineapple wreck that's fire.
Yeah, what is it called?
Pineapple wreck.
Pineapple wreck. So is that the Pineapple Express cross with the train wreck or something like that?
Yeah, that one's fire.
I like that. That sounds pretty tight. What other states are you rolling and checking buds out in?
Well, of course, California. You know, I'm all over San Diego, LA. I love Platinum Vape, what they're doing. I mean, it's smooth. It's consistent. Like, I like consistency.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So then from there, you work with Dope Magazine.
Yep, work for them for
a little
bit.
Shout out to my boy, David Tran.
Yep, the Tranimal.
My brother from another mother out there. I fucking love it, man. A couple guys, you know, there's so many things out here in the industry. You got so many different brands, and like we talked about on that show floor, from, you know, security to software to lights to cultivation. But a few cats got into media, and a few cats got into putting out publications. And shout out to MG Magazine, Blaze 420, Cannabis Now, Dope, which we were the cover of the first Vegas, being that it's commemorative to being in Vegas. We were Dope Magazine's January 1st Vegas issue, where Jimmy was the cover, and he did a great article about Purple Haze Properties and Jimmy's brother and stuff like that. What'd you do over there at Dope?
So when I was working at Dope, I was running the SoCal and Arizona regions.
Okay, nice.
Representing the band, building up the brand, all that fun stuff.
And tell people about the magazine, when it started, and let's start from there.
Well, I mean, Dope's been around for a while. You know, I think they started like 2012. Kind of expand all over the place, and they're doing good things. You know, now they're over there with High Times. They got absorbed by them, and
now High Times has now acquired Dope Magazine.
Yep,
how fucking wild is that? That's pretty cool. And then you decided, after doing stuff with them, you can do your own thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of veterans. We honestly go back to being an entrepreneur.
Sure.
It's just we work at a different pace than most people. And when you have, I mean, like when I was in the military, they told us, you're not a superhero, but there was nothing you could throw in front of me that I couldn't do.
Sure.
So when you have that type of like self-drive, like, okay, I don't know how to do this, let me go learn how to do it. Six months later, I'm an expert in it. Once you figure it out, and the first or two or three times, you're like, okay, there's something to this, let me just keep doing it.
Sure.
And so that's why nowadays, I actually have my own company called Deviant Apex.
Okay, and spell it for our stoners out there.
Yeah, for sure. So Deviant, Deviant, Apex. APEX. You can find me on Instagram. That's probably the best way to get a hold of us at the moment, because it's, you know, everyone's on Instagram
right
now.
And what made you choose the name?
Well, if we think about cannabis industry, you know, Deviant means something a little bit different. Cannabis is always in the shadows, but now it's coming to the forefront.
Sure.
And with what we do is for
consulting.
It's
in the shadows and coming to the forefront. I like that.
Yeah,
that's the saying of the day right there.
From the shadows to the forefront.
From the shadows to the forefront. You got Deviant. That's very tight. And what are you gonna, what's the company about?
So we are consultants to the elite. A lot of my clients are celebrities. They're high-profile companies in cannabis.
Okay.
And so what we do...
And what kind of, can we shout out to any of the celebrities?
So we work with Boo Williams.
Okay.
In Florida. You know, he's a great guy.
And Boo Williams, for those millennials or those out there who don't know who he is, let's tell them.
He's an amazing Hall of Fame football player. He's played for the Saints. Amazing guy out there in Florida. Like, the hurricane just rolled through. He's got such a big heart that he went out there and he's doing relief with Walmart, setting up donations and fundraising runs. Amazing guy.
Wow, that's great, dude. Yeah. Shout out to him for what he does. That's pretty cool, man.
And he's got his own CBD line now called Booberry. So it's Booberry Products.
Okay, so Booberry. Do you remember, that gives me like a childhood flashback right there. Remember Booberry cereal? And I remember Count Chocula. I remember all those fucking Booberry was an animal. I doubt they have that anymore, but that was a great cereal. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
When I was a little kid, that fucking sugary deliciousness. It's actually, even as a stoner, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, damn, that shit sounds like fucking good to eat for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So, all right. So you're working with Boo, putting out his products, helping him work on that. Did he find a lot of, inspiration, let's say, because he had a lot of injuries and issues and turned to cannabis, or what's his story?
It's very similar to a lot of athletes. You go into a highly competitive sport, it wears on the body, it wears on the mind, especially football. It's high impact over and over and over again. So he went through all of those issues, and then he saw CBD, saw the potential there, wanted to do something. And he's one of those guys that leads with his heart. And he said, "What can I do to help others? Well, let's release a product that helps."
Sure, that's a great idea.
And that's his heart and soul right now. He's putting all of it into.
And is there a website for that?
Yeah, I think it's booberryproducts.com.
B-O-O-B-E-A-R-Y.
Oh,
see, that is a stoner thing you have to put and say, not like Berry, the actual Berry. I started talking about this cereal. It's going to fuck everybody up right now. So you want Boo, like the bear, berry.com.
Yeah.
And you could check out what products does he have?
So he's got tinctures, he's got capsules, and he's got a really awesome pain cream.
Okay.
So he's got menthol in it.
Tinctures,
capsules, and a pain cream.
So awesome. And you said he wasn't able to make out because he's helping out people down in Florida, right?
Yeah, he's out there really pushing on the relief efforts. I mean, because that hurricane came through and it did a lot of work.
Yeah, that and we've been getting hit on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yeah.
Awful with all the fires out there, and we want to put out our biggest condolences to all those affected by the California fires and all the thousands of people that got displaced out of their homes, and then all the different people that have died and had their houses just burnt down. Like one development, they said 1,600 houses got just rolled.
Man.
Just from that. So we definitely want to put our hearts out there and hope all you guys out there all over the country dealing with natural disasters are try to give a lending hand to everybody out there, because it is a tough time we're going through for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any shout outs you want to give out to any of your homies or pals or anything out there?
Of course, to Platinum Vape and Vista Prime, because we're putting on the Cannabis Wonderland together.
Okay, and what is Cannabis Wonderland?
So Cannabis Wonderland is the after party of after parties this Thursday tonight. What we're doing is we're taking over an entire hotel, and it's Alice in Wonderland meets cannabis for a networking event like no other.
Okay, and when does that start?
It's tonight at 6.
Okay, and how long does it go for? It
goes to 2 a.m. We're shutting down the night.
Okay, from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m.
6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
6 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Cannabis Wonderland. Now explain to me a little bit more about it. What is it going to be?
So
break it down.
So it's a themed event. When we start looking at networking events, we want experiences, right?
So people are going to dress up in an Alice in Wonderland type theme.
We have performers from the story. We've got Mad Hatter. We got Alice. We got Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Wow.
We got all types of performers. We even have two DJs.
Nice.
We got DJ Lord coming out, courtesy of Sensi. Love those guys over there.
Wow. Shout out to DJ Lord. That's awesome.
Yep. So
Hell yeah.
And we even got Tugly Wood, you know, like the forest from the story.
Oh, okay, so yeah, sure.
Each room is themed, so we have a different piece of the story featured in each room of the
now,
event.
Is there going to be a little consumption? Is it private or this? Or like people they bring in because it's a wreck or what's the deal now?
Well, so inside, of course, there's no smoking inside the building.
Yeah,
but we do
obviously.
Have outside.
Like outside chilling area
or
whatever.
We got three consumption buses. MJ Tours came out, three, so we have two of those.
Whoa. A consumption hold up. Consumption bus. What is that?
So it's MJ Tours. You know, we have they have them with their buses outside, and they'll be giving away kind of a sample, CBD samples, just regular stuff. It's gonna be awesome.
Nice. That's fun, man. Yeah. Off the hook. Thank you, man, so much for coming on the show.
Much appreciated.
It's great, all the stuff that you're doing, and the fact that you definitely serve the country, and then also serving a good basis of letting other people in the military know the power of this wonderful plant that we have.
Yeah,
and speaking of that, you know, I think it's about time to take a little wake and bake break, and you feel like taking a little puff, we'll take a puff. And if not, we got the next guest coming up soon.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.